If you're just tuning in, this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Laura Sullivan, and it's time now for music. In the 1990s, Jim McCormick was teaching English at the University of New Orleans and looking ahead to a future in academia. Nowadays, McCormick is one of the hottest lyricists in Nashville. That's what having your song hit the top of the Billboard country charts can do for a songwriter, and he should know. He's done it twice in the past 6 months. Gwen Tompkins has his story.
Next month, country music star Jason Aldean is playing Madison Square Garden. Tickets sold out in 10 minutes. Fans want to hear his latest number one song, Take a Little Ride.
I'm just ready to ride this Chevy down a little back road. Find your pretty little cell phone over, get a little closer, turn up the radio.
Take a Little Ride was written by Rodney Clausen, Dylan Altman, and Jim McCormick, who still chuckles when he sings it.
Put your pretty pink toes on the dash, lean the seat back. Girl, I swear there ain't nothing looks better than that. Sweet tan little thing with nothing to do. I want to take a little ride with you.
McCormick says a number one song is life-altering.
I've had all the other numbers, and this is a better number to have than the others. Doors open, your phone rings, you do belong to a club. You now have a sort of three-minute calling card. He's the guy that wrote that song.
Before becoming the guy that wrote that song, McCormick took one of the most unusual paths to country music since Kris Kristofferson finished his Rhodes Scholarship and wound up a janitor at a Nashville studio. In 1990, McCormick graduated from Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., and went home to New Orleans to teach and write poems. The son of a merchant marine turned business owner and a stay-at-home mom, he'd hoped to give his poems a kind of everyday language.
My favorite poets, you know, Jack Gilbert, James Wright, and Roland Flint was a great mentor and friend, and I was so blessed to have him as a teacher.
Roland Flint was a poet laureate of Maryland. Here's an excerpt of his poem, Pamela, on February 8, 1982.
My daughter is sweet 16 today, and this is not just a thing to say, because she is that dearer sweetness steeped in grief. For her brother, dead almost 10 years now, twin and darling of her 6 years' heart. And she bears him with her still on her birthday, feeling as I do how old the boy is too this year, wondering hopelessly what would be.
He taught me how to read poetry and how to think of poetry, how to think of myself as a poet, which was not to think of myself as a poet at all. His workaday attitude towards the craft is something that I have definitely carried with myself through into my life as a songwriter.
Sometime around Flint's death in 2001, McCormick committed to music full time.
If you want to make a living as a songwriter, then country music is probably your best option.
Scott Aegis directs cultural programming for the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation, a nonprofit that supports musicians and other artists throughout the city. He's known McCormick for 20 years.
In rock music, people are expected to be singer-songwriters who create their own material. People assume that folks are following the Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen model of artists performing their own compositions. Country music is still very much expected to be a professional craft in the way that the writers of Tin Pan Alley were.
So McCormick began commuting between New Orleans and Nashville, sleeping on sofas and writing 3 to 4 songs a day for anybody who'd take them.
I've spent the last 12 years in Nashville learning how to smile while getting my teeth kicked in. And that's just because the nature of what songwriters do is to hear the word no more than anything else. And we become accustomed to that and work hard and wake up every morning and go write like our life depends on it again and have a great time doing it. Paradise is the road to paradise, right?
McCormick began writing the Nashville way in teams. In 2008, he, Chris Bergsness, and Patrick Jason Matthews co-wrote a song that Randy Travis knew exactly what to do with. It's called You Didn't Have a Good Time.
Well, I bet you don't remember kneeling in that bathroom stall, praying for salvation and
cursing alcohol.
Nowadays, it's kind of eerie to hear Travis sing those lyrics, given his recent legal troubles in Texas. He's been charged twice with public intoxication. But McCormick was the true inspiration for the song. When the team sat down to write one morning, the others noted that he was hungover from drinking the night before. Their remarks made McCormick angry.
It took me till lunch, probably, to come around to really cooperating. But they were going to have this song, whether I was going to do it with them cooperatively or not. And I'm so glad that they held my feet to the fire. And we wrote it in that direction in the voice of the conscience from the very beginning. And that was the truth of why I didn't like hearing it.
Hundreds of songs later, McCormick celebrated his first number one hit with singer and co-writer Brantley Gilbert. Scott Agis says McCormick's success is a testament to his talent and tenacity.
Jim McCormick just really stuck it out. And I think it's the greatest thing in the world. So now, with a couple of number one songs, he could be living the dream. He could very well buy a very nice house off for the royalties that he's generating from those songs. You could probably have a pretty good beer hall debate over whether he would have had that same level of success had he stuck to poetry on the page.
But the upside to writing poetry is that no one asks you for product placement. When the Coors Brewing Company signed on to sponsor Jason Aldean's tour, McCormick and his co-writers made the song Take a Little Ride more Coors-friendly. They erased the name of competitor Shiner Bock and penciled in Rocky Tops.
Swing by the quick stop, grab a couple Rocky Tops, then ease on out your way to your place around 8 o'clock.
From our point of view, the artist came to us and asked us to help him make this transition as fitting as possible for the song. He didn't have to do that at all. I'm sure it's not a small sponsorship.
Feel like artistically raped or, you know.
So far from it. The detail that we're talking about altering, okay, well, could you make it a Dodge Charger instead of a Trans Am? No problem.
That's commercial songwriting. But Jim McCormick, the artist, has just released his own CD.
I go places there and I see faces there where for a moment I think yes, but no, it couldn't be. Tell me, do you ever turn around and think that you see me?
No Dodge Chargers, no Trans Ams, just a guitar and a songwriter's poetry, for now. For NPR News, I'm Gwen Tompkins in New Orleans.
Will I ever get where I can forget about you? Will I ever be I used to be around you? And if I have the chance to dance a dance.
And for Sunday, that's all we got. That's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Laura Sullivan. Check out our weekly podcast. Search for Weekends on All Things Considered on iTunes or on the NPR smartphone app. Click on Programs and just scroll on down. We're back with another show next week. Until then, thanks for listening. Enjoy the Super Bowl and have a great night.